Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradanoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, how are you?
Nice to see you guys.
Hi.
How am I?
Yes.
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks very much.
I'm knackered.
Oh, God.
Knackered.
All them nights getting up with the kids.
No.
Hang on.
No.
What are you knackered for?
I was up all night queuing for the new iPhone, wasn't I?
Is there a new iPhone, is there?
How dare you?
Do people still queue for new iPhones?
You know.
I don't.
That I am at the forefront of iPhones.
Which one is it now?
15
oh,
Pro Max.
Jesus.
15 Pro Max.
Mine's a 12. Wow, I'm well behind.
Yeah, me and all the lads, all night. Mm. Absolutely goosed. All over.
Great.
Queued all night. Got it. Honestly, it's exactly
What's
the same.
The difference?
Exactly the same. I'm obviously joking. I didn't queue for the new iPhone. I saw a video this morning, man, in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
There was like record crowds in the mall in Dubai, like a fucking flash mob. Like,
seriously?
Thousands of them. Utter wankers! Honestly, if you're listening to this now on your new iPhone that you queued up overnight for, press pause, delete your fucking podcast app. We don't want you. You're a fucking loser.
You can't
loser.
Say that. No, people have got hobbies. That's not a hobby. It is. They like to have the new stuff.
Pathetic.
It's a very expensive
hobby. Pathetic. It's barely... then again, they've come out and said it might be more powerful of a games console than a PlayStation 5, but I believe that when I say it. But, oh, God, you just saw them all. And they get it. They're like, oh. And what are you going to do on that? The same fucking thing you were doing on the other one when you were in the queue. Exactly the same. Yeah, straight on Instagram, straight on Twitter. Oh, I've got my new phone. Brilliant. And it's over. Loser. Can't bear them.
I found a really old one the other day. Do you remember?
I do, yeah.
Oh my, which one is it? It's tiny.
It's the one. It's crazy. It's the one that did where all the backs were different colours. So it's the blue back, but they were all different colours.
Aye.
Yeah.
Robin found it and he was like, this can be my phone. I was like, absolutely not. And then he smashed it.
Dropped it within 3 seconds. Smashed it almost.
It was literally 10 minutes of him having it.
Yeah.
And he smashed
it. That's
why
children don't have phones.
Exactly. Oh, I'm really looking forward to being that mum who doesn't give him a phone. Can't wait. Can't wait for him to hate us.
Oh.
But, you
100%.
Know.
100%.
He's still now asking to his iPad
Robin,
school.
Robin, you want a phone, you queue up all night like your dad did.
In Dubai.
Get on that plane. You've got to earn it. Oh, my gosh. We've had a couple of weeks off. Well, we haven't. We recorded them in advance, didn't we? Because I was away filming.
Quite nice.
So I think it's verbal diarrhea. Diarrhea, because I've just got back. I don't know what I'm saying. Listen, it's episode 200. Sorry, I'm so excited about my new phone. It's episode. Oh, God, it does all the same
I do actually need my battery. goes down really quick.
No. Where's my rolled up newspaper? I'll hit you on the nose with it. No. You're not getting a new one. No. I want a little one. I got the big one for being on the train and watching stuff, but I can't...
Honestly, I can't do it.
No,
it's heavy going. I think the big ones, it's like massive.
Oh, it's horrible. It's like someone's put an iPad in a hot wash. Listen, it's episode 237. I hope you're all right out there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We bloody love you being part of this little daft gang that we've got going on. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... Seeing a leaf blow across the patio and always assuming it's a rat.
Oh, yeah.
It's my life now. Because we've had rats in houses in the past.
Oh, sadly, they're everywhere and they love to make themselves known to us, which makes us feel like the dirtiest house on the street. And I hate it. I'm like, have the rats said hello to you next door? No, have they not? Have they said hello to you down? No, just us. Great. Love us.
Yeah.
love us, and I hate them.
Must be fans of the podcast. But yeah, every time I'll be sitting, like I'm just sitting watching the telly or something, and if the window is another patio door's next to us, and something runs past, I'm like, oh god! And
yeah,
it's always a leaf.
I do. I do have to say, I do love that you don't tell me about the rats for a long time.
First day I moved in, I saw one.
Yeah.
First day we moved in, I saw one. Because a guy said, don't have little tip for everyone: if you've got bird feeders near your house, don't have bird feeders anywhere near the house. Have them at the other end of your garden, as far away from your house as you can, because it all the seeds that drop on the floor, that's rat Toby Carvery, essentially, is the crack. What he taught is exact, I think his exact words were rat McDonald's, but I said, you've got to pay for McDonald's. Toby Carvery, it's more come up here. Buffet. I feel like I fixed his joke.
What about rat Tay Bons?
Yeah. Rat Pizza Hut buffet.
Look,
the McDonald's one, if you're listening, guy who does me rats, nothing personal, I just fixed your gag. Thanks later. I'll send you my invoice for my writer's fee.
A rat christening.
Doesn't make sense.
Because the buffet.
Yeah, but what was a baby rat getting pissed on?
What just a rat buffet?
Rat buffets, but
the
perfect.
Rat buffet?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Jesus.
Move them away. But do you know what
move
it is? Some people,
house, but first
no,
day
but some people
in,
love
there.
Shit like that, though. Some people love.
Not rats, you can't. Rats.
Some people do.
You can be as much of an animal lover as you want, right? But, like, all right, if you've got a pet rat, fair enough. But wild rats and wasps are two things that even animal lovers have to go, fuck off. Like, there's no chance. Yeah. Like, oh, I love wasps. Where's me? Oh, wasps are my favourite animal. Mm-hmm. No chance. Do you know what I mean?
If wasp was your favourite animal. Fucking hell. But bees are canny. But bees do stuff, don't they?
Yeah, bees are. Wasps are just tossers. They're just like flies on steroids.
Mine, though, I've got to say, and she might not. My best friend, Steph, she's terrified of wasps, right?
She's terrified of birds.
She's terrified of birds. She's just terrified of stuff, right? But like,
stuff.
I just...
What are you scared of? Stuff.
Scaredy cat. And I really hate it when people are scared of wasps because I'm like, they're tiny. And I just don't know. But there's no worse when a wasp comes over, everyone's like, and you're like, oh my God.
Just give it a whack.
Come and live in my house for a week.
When I used to work at All Sports, back in the day, I was standing at the door and I got a little tickle up my sleeve on my left arm, and I touched it and it was a wasp went up my sleeve and stung us in the arm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and it went all red. And the manager was like, oh, keep an eye on that. If you have like a reaction, you'll have to leave. And I was like, come on, reaction.
Didn't happen.
No, a bit I don't of red know if
I
have.
I think I've been stung by a hornet thing, what they're called. A horn fly. What they're called? Horse fly.
You've been bitten by a horse fly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're horrible then.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've been stung by a wasp. Maybe. A bit, me, I don't know. Anyway, it's just the way people react, like, in the tiny. Don't get me wrong, they're not nice to be. I will scoot them away, and I don't like them, but
you just shoot your gun. Yeah. What does he... Spoiler alert here. At the end of My Girl, what does him in?
Bees.
Bee. How many bees? Does he get
loads of them as a nest.
Loads of bees?
Yeah.
I've never seen that film.
Oh, why?
And I always remember thinking it was really soppy, and it is quite soppy, but then someone says, oh, yeah, at the end. I thought they were joking. For years, I thought people wind us up. They're like, oh, yeah, he's
literally in the casket, and she's like, he needs his glasses. He can't see without his glasses.
Oh, Jesus.
It's harrowing. She's a brilliant actress. Oh, I just went all tingly. Yeah. Brought back loads of memories. I used to watch that just to cry when I was a kid.
I remember... We will unpack that later. I remember... My Girl 2 was a thing.
Yeah, I can't remember
I
that
I remember the advert of My Girl 2. I remember the line on the advert where she was like, I'm 12 years old. I think it's about time I got my own apartment. And I remember thinking, oh... She's an arsehole.
Yeah. Did you go to Paris?
Oh, probably. The sequel's always in fucking Paris, isn't it? It's always in Paris.
She went somewhere.
Why was the sequel to every single 90s film or cartoon? They either went Australia or Paris.
I know. Rescuers
down under.
Oh, I love that. Can you believe he died? As if he died.
In real life, I think he's still
horrible.
Alive.
I know, but in the show, it was a kid's show.
Yeah.
God, we had some really... really bad films in that when we were a kid. Now bad happens in stuff now.
Yeah, but when you go back and watch other stuff that we watched when we were kids, some of it was pretty fucked up.
Harrowing.
Yeah, we're talking about the Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones. Yeah. We started watching, not Temple of Doom, one of them, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm. No, the other one. The first one. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the guy got a load of spikes on him and Robin just burst into tears.
I know.
It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Where does she go in My Girl 2?
Oh, God.
Oh, so Shelley concocts a plan for her to go to Los Angeles, so it was in Paris.
Oh, Jesus. Right, well, my entire observation about everyone going to Paris is gone. Brilliant. Furious. Is it? Oh, I'm thinking Home Alone.
So the sequel sees the main character visiting Los Angeles to learn about her mother who died 2 days after giving birth to her. Jesus.
Oh, fucking comedy.
Bloody.
Keep it light, my girl.
Macaulay went in the first one.
Oh, bless
and
her.
And then Amaz
did. Wonder she wants her own apartment. Get away from it all.
She does need a weekend in Paris. In Gay Paris.
Brilliant.
Cheer up. Anyway.
Wow.
I might watch it for a little cry.
Oh, God.
Should we do the jingle?
So weird. All right, go on then. Let's crack on, eh? Let's bloody crack on.
We wow. had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Bonjour.
Oh, there we go.
My girl, ducking Mon. Bad. My girl, a little we getting baddies
so
for
Garçon's
you.
So Garçon's boy, what's girl?
Madame. Mon. Madame?
Nah. Garçon. Feel? Monfeel? Monfeel. Monfeel. Talking about.
Monfeel.
Monfeel. Might not be that. Anyway, look, doesn't matter. We've got a second sponsor.
Right.
You know how they hit them all in the row? Look, bum, bum, bum. Another sponsor here. This week's Jesus. Second lucrative sponsor is Senior 2 has sold out when it's technically not sold out.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was
fun.
A fun meeting.
Little management got in touch. So we've been seeing a lot of the venues are sold out. Wembley sold out. Newcastle Arena sold out. Glasgow sold out. Like, you know, big old arenas.
Yeah.
But we've been sitting here on this podcast saying everything's sold out and it's not. There's actually... The management were like, look, there's actually quite a few tickets left still for people in some of the venues.
And
the arenas,
dates.
They're massive.
We put on second dates, didn't we?
Yeah.
Cocky. Well, actually, personally,
arrogant.
I didn't want to.
No, you didn't want to.
Didn't want to because I was like, because it was sold out.
Yeah.
Fully sold out. And I thought, that's brilliant, that. That's great. That's sorted. I'm buzzing with that. Let's put some extra dates on. Don't really want to. No, let's put them on. People want, they've sold out. Right, okay, put them on. They haven't sold out. So now I'm like, well, I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, but there's more people coming still. All of them, if not one more ticket goes for the entire tour, they're still going to be very, very full.
Oh, yeah.
In
like,
very
it's fine.
Big rooms. It's going to be great nights.
It's fine.
But if you would like, what?
But I just live in a world where if something's done, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't add more.
Right, okay.
But is that just my brain?
Yes, you're being stupid. It's okay. They're all going to be great. So listen, if you want to come, shagmarinoid.com is where the link is to get all the tickets. There are tickets for Hull, Bournemouth, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham and Liverpool. They are tickets for those. Some extra ones have been released because they've sold the bottoms and opened extra sections the way they do it in arenas.
Oh, I don't understand that either.
Well, in arena, they only open a certain amount at the front and then they sell all them and then they open them. It's like they sell from the front, essentially. Mm. So you'll open the blocks on the floor, they'll all go, then they'll open the blocks on the side, they'll all go, then they'll open the blocks further up from that, then up, all the way, and then the whole thing gets open.
Right, I suppose that does make
so sense. So Hull, Bournemouth, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham, Liverpool. We are busy planning the tour at the minute, we've got some awesome stuff planned, it's going to be a right laugh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
As Rosie's getting ready for the tour, she's just sitting there, wrapping a little blanket around yourself.
It's gone cold, Chris.
It's brilliant.
It's the summer, what summer it's we had, is gone,
brilliant.
It's bloody autumn.
Sick of being clammy. I'm sick of being clammy. I'm happy now.
Don't say that because I love autumn, right? But then it gets into the dark depths of winter in December and Christmas hasn't happened and you're like, I just hate the dark.
I hate going to bed in the dark and waking up in the dark.
It's horrible.
It's fucking miserable.
So depressing. So
you come down and turn on the same lamps you turned off when you went to bed. It's like you've never been asleep.
Yeah, it is.
I hate it.
It is.
I hate it. It's like, have I been upstairs for 5 minutes?
Well, because Rafe's only getting older now, so he's just noticing stuff. He comes down every morning, he's like, it's dark outside! I'm like, yeah, because you get up really early, and that's how seasons work.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So there we go. Come on the tour if you fancy it, and it will be dark nights, but, you know, don't worry about it. You'll be in a big arena having a right fucking laugh, won't you? Won't you?
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got a question. I've got a would you rather for you. It's not rude on out.
I just thought about it the other day.
I
don't hear it then.
You don't want to hear it?
No, I do. I'm joking. Where's it from? Did you find it?
I made it up.
You made it up? You've made up a would you rather?
Yeah.
God, you got too much time on your hands. How are you then?
Well, because I was just thinking about what my answer would be, right? Okay. Would you rather be married to somebody who's really good at cooking
right,
and really bad in bed, or who's really good in bed and really bad at cooking?
Oh, well, I've got neither of them, so...
Wow. You'll find you hit the jackpot, actually. Ding, 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 ding. You've got both. Yeah. I think I was thinking it more for me.
Okay.
I think I was like, would I rather that you were a bit worse in bed?
Because
you are all right in bed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Would I rather that you
You've gone all red.
Would I rather you were worse in bed and you could cook? Because you can't cook at all and it kind of upsets us. So I was like, what would I sacrifice?
My spag ball kicks your spag ball all over the fucking kitchen.
It actually doesn't. I'd say it does, but it doesn't.
Whoa!
It doesn't, Chris. It does, it's like the one fucking thing. But I think I would rather that you were a little less good in bed and you cooked a bit more.
Listen, other kids did, you know, food technology. I was shagging the teacher. I don't know.
Ew. That's gross. That is gross.
Sorry, is all I can say.
What would you rather I was better at?
I don't know.
Can women be bad in bed?
You're a good cook, yes.
Can they? Oh.
Hundred percent.
You answered. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? Okay,
just can. Come right, on, everyone listening. Come on. You
all
know.
Right. I don't know.
I can talk about stuff, but you know, I get quite prudish when I talk about.
So you've had some bad experiences.
Well, I mean, I think everyone has. Everyone's had bad sexual experiences, but yeah, I always think of the line in Extras. Mm-hmm. He's mate, the Scottish lass.
Yes.
In Extras.
Yeah.
There's a scene where she, because she's always on the pulls, she's always trying to pull people. That's the thing. And she pulls this guy who's really fit, and then I think, am I misremembering it? I'm sure they're having sex. And he literally goes, while he's having sex with that, it's a shot from the side, and he just goes, come on, love, put a bit of fanny into it.
Oh, God. That's good.
Yeah, all right, then, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Yeah, just something, I don't want to sound disgusting here, but
yeah,
I mean, as blokes can be bad, I think, by, you know, being...
I think there's probably just more technique for a bloke, isn't there?
That's definitely harder for a bloke.
You've got to have a bit more momentum. Got to put your hips in it and that.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. There you go. You've answered my question.
Well, there we go.
So...
Well, that was awkward. I didn't enjoy any of that.
Sorry about that.
What made you think of this? Would you rather?
I was genuinely like, would I take away some of your niceness in the bedroom so that you could...
Niceness.
Cook a chicken in a white wine sauce every now and again. Do you know what I mean? I think I would.
Listen.
I would sacrifice it. But then again, no, we do have nice. So maybe I wouldn't.
Listen, you would... If I suddenly, one morning, if your wish came true, and I could suddenly knock up a good blooming, you know, white wine, chicken and white wine sauce or some kind of jus going on, right?
Yeah, imagine.
You would regret that 10 seconds of madness you get in that bedroom off me.
Do you think?
You would regret that.
Do you think I would?
12 seconds if it's a cold night.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll see.
No, we won't see. What are you going to do? Send us on a cooking course and chop me knob off? There's nothing you can do.
I was thinking about something else. Can we not talk about us having sex? Let's talk about everyone else.
We've had
sex
twice and that was it.
I know.
Rafe, Robin, done, finished. Don't look at us. Don't you look past that microphone at me.
Ugh. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something happened which I think most parents can relate to. I mean, you don't know anything about this because you have nothing to do with this. But I don't even know if you know this. So every week I get sent a menu for Robin.
For school.
For his school dinners.
Yeah, yeah, I know this. I'm aware.
So there's just times when I forget, right? And then I had to send it. So last night was Monday. So I sent it Monday night. And I was like, sorry, it's late. Here's what for the rest of the week. And you know when you send it? And I was like, what did he eat today?
Like, nothing.
Did he eat?
Sat there, just empty plate. No, you
How
didn't.
How bad
pick
is
one.
That, though? I just completely forgot.
Well, he might have got what was left. So everyone, you know, oh, we all got pizza. And they all got pizza. Oh, no, you get sausage and mash because everyone else picked pizza.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, he's been badgering us ever. I'm sure I said this a couple of weeks ago. Every week, can I go on packed lunches? No, you're not going on packed lunches. So I actually discreetly found out who's on packed lunches. And there's not many. There's only about four in his class.
Right.
But the way he'd been going on at me, it was like everybody was on packed lunch. And packed I was like, lunch. They're
it's
not,
just
man.
Another massive level of shit you have to do on a morning.
Isn't it? And me personally, right, this might be me being a really lazy mom, right? But I think if he's having a hot dinner at school, like if he's having like mince and dumplings or lasagna or something like that.
He
can have a sandwich for his tea. He loves a bit of your tea. So I'm like, no, you're having dinners, mate, because if you have a sandwich for your lunch, I've got to make you something hot for your tea, and I can't give you a sandwich.
It's just probably a bit boring. Like, getting a plate and getting this. I don't think kids realize, oh, this is class, I'm getting like a hot meal here. I think he thinks other kids are opening a box and getting things out in wrappers, and you know, they've got like a chocolate biscuit, they've got this and that.
I loved dinners at school. I was salivating. I went up for seconds.
Knew all the dinner ladies' names.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I love school dinners. The pudding, oh my God, best.
The puddings were
ever.
Some days you'd get amazing puddings. You'd get like them cakes with the icing on top with the sprinkles. Or
yes.
But then some days it would be like really shit puddings.
I know. Some days you just get like a shortbread biscuit, which back in the day I did not appreciate. Now I love shortbread, but back in the day I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, very dry shortbread.
Unless it was dipped in chocolate, sometimes that was nice.
Jeez.
Oh, we used to get a chocolate, like a crispy cake. But it was cheap chocolate and like, and I think like syrup, so it would stay together with Angel Delight on the top.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh my God, the chocolate cake would stick to the roof of your mouth.
You get that in with custard.
I never liked custard personally.
We once was it juniors or infant school? I've just got a memory, once we got pink custard.
Yeah.
It was like the custard's pink and everyone was fucking losing their
shit. Or chocolate custard. Sometimes we got chocolate custard.
Really?
Aye.
I feel like the cake was just left in the custard too long.
Do you think?
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't.
It's actually out of date custard.
Cakes have disintegrated. Right, chocolate custard, get that off the chalkboard. Yeah.
Can you believe we should get Spam fritters?
Semolina.
I didn't like semolina.
No.
Nah, not a fan. Was it sweet? I never had it.
I just remember I didn't like the word. I didn't like the look of it. It was awful.
I didn't like semolina.
Yeah.
God, I fucking love dinners.
Did your school dinners come in them like prison style trays where everything's segregated?
Oh yeah. Yes. You would get your main bit and then your mash would never really be touching anything because it would be in a separate little
prison.
Plate.
Yeah, like prison.
And then you got your pudding there and you'd
I bet kids these days, I bet you it's China. I bet there's candles on the table, silverware.
It's very healthy now.
Yeah.
It's very jacket potato heavy with like wraps and that, and it's quite healthy dinners now. There's no like batter. Like, I don't know, nothing's battered really. It's super healthy.
Where's my bag of batter that I normally get? He did a thing. Robin got a thing for his homework the other day, and it was like draw a healthy meal. And there was this pie chart on one of the pages of all the stuff you should have, and I was like, oh, fucking hell.
What?
Well, I just looked at it. I felt attacked.
What do you mean?
Because I was like, this isn't one of my meals. I know I'm trying to be better now, but I was still like, oh, I'm fucking miles off this.
But actually, did you see what he put though? Like, he didn't put like what he would eat. He
picked something from each
bit. He put spaghetti, beans, and tomatoes. I was like, you would never eat this, Chris. No, like, sorry, Robin. when would you have spaghetti, plain spaghetti with beans and tomatoes? What the? Where are you living?
You know he's gonna tell them that's what he eats.
Oh,
we're gonna
get
a letter. What? Stop giving him weird teas. It's come to our attention that you give them plain spaghetti, beans on their own, some tomatoes, and a glass of milk you put on there as well.
Massive glass of milk.
Pint of milk.
Just 7 o'clock at night before dinner.
Butter as well. There was no butter, so where did he put the butter? He was freaking out about where to put the butter.
It was very complicated.
Fucking hard work. Dreading him getting proper homework. I'm dreading it. It's hard enough getting to colour that in.
I know.
3 days I was telling him to colour that in. Do you know how long it took me to colour it in?
How long?
30 seconds, if less.
But you know what annoys me though, right? Because with homework, Robin can't be asked to do it. So he does it really, really shit, right? And I go, I don't want to pressure him. So I'm like, well, you've done it at the end of the day. You've learned, you've done the task. And I've worked in schools. And I'm like, you've understood what you've had to do. Because that's all it is. It's understanding. So when a school says make a poster, it doesn't have to be a perfect poster. It's just the fact that you can get the information from there to put onto the poster.
Yeah.
That's what they're learning to do, right?
Yeah.
But what'll happen
is... read it, take it in, and then like regurgitate it.
Yes. But what'll happen is he gets to school and everybody else, usually girls, spend a lot longer.
They've done brilliant stuff.
And they've done amazing.
Glitter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Robin goes to school and he goes, oh, mine was crap. And I'm like, well, if you'd put the effort in at home. So he hates going to school and it being bad, but I'm like, but then you've got to, it's just complicated.
I'm going to say it right now, I don't believe in homework.
Yeah,
fucking
I know.
Fucking stupid. What, I don't know anyone, I don't think I've got any mates who... at work, take their work home with them and do work at home.
Mm.
It's only teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers and pupils get homework. No one else on the planet.
In the world.
Unless you're researching something, or like a doctor maybe.
Unless you're like a manager of your own company.
Possibly, but do it all at work. Yeah. I don't know, I just find it... It's going to be hard for, like, he turns around to me in the morning, he goes, I don't want to go to school, I hate school. Like, what kids say. I can't go. Go on, man, it's great. Because I fucking hate it as well. I go, yeah, I know, shite in it. But what can I do?
Oh, I loved school.
I know, but you're weird, man.
I'm not weird.
You only liked it for the fucking, see your mates, dinner ladies. Aye. See your dinner lady mates again. I am, all right, all right. How's the hip? Go on then. Chocolate custard again. Oh, nice one.
Oh, Dean, because I actually was a proper handholder.
100%,
school. I was a proper dinner lady handholder. Oh, you're one of them.
I remember at school. Can you remember at school on in the yard? The group of girls who walked around with a dinner lady. Fucking absolute
Chris,
losers.
If I think hard enough, right, I can remember like the shape of our boobs. I cuddled her.
The shape of our boobs.
She had massive boobs and she was so cuddly. If I think really hard, I remember nuzzling into them boobas.
Oh, I'm in love with the shape of boobs. And she does a custard chocolate custard too. I couldn't speak for laughing.
Oh, one of them, yeah, though, wasn't so cuddly and she used to tut at us all the time. So not very fond memories of that.
Because you had fucking chocolate custard running down your chin. Yeah, the kids who were friends with the dinner ladies.
Aye, that might be me, like.
Yeah, what a fucking loser.
I wasn't in the poo corner.
Sorry?
The poo corner. I've talked about the poo corner.
Have you?
It's still there, apparently.
Poo corner.
The poo corner, man. The diarrhea corner. When you just went in the infants, you would go in the poo corner in the where the drain was, in the middle of the yard, like in the building.
Does it sound like a corner?
Well, at the building, it was the corner.
The corner of the building.
Aye.
Okay.
And
also, we're talking a corner, a pointing corner, not a corner you'd walk into.
What do you mean?
Like a corner of a building. So it's pointing out. It's not a corner like that behind you on the wall where you go into the corner. All right.
When you go into a corner.
All right, so you'd stand in the corner.
You'd stand in the corner and they'd just like be pretend you poo poured all over you. It was poo corner. You didn't have a poo corner? Oh my God.
Why were you playing in the poo corner with the dinner ladies when they had dinner to serve? Why are the dinner ladies in the poo corner?
This was with me friends.
Right.
Who might have been low-key billionaires in the poo corner.
Your friends would, when the dinner lady wasn't available to hang around with, you would stand in a corner with your quote-unquote mates who would pour invisible shit all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like school? I don't think you realised what was happening in school.
Bloody loved it.
I believe you're only friends with the dinner ladies because you were their best customer. And when the dinner ladies weren't there, your mates bullied you because you weren't hanging around with the dinner ladies.
No, and then because I was the smallest at one point in the whole school, a lot of the older kids would come and just pick us up all day. To the point where the teachers had to tell them off for picking us up.
Right.
They'd literally come and see us because I was tiny. I was a tiny little dot in reception. Uh-huh. And all the big kids would come and they'd pick us up and spin us around. And the teachers were like, you just need to stop coming and picking her up.
Stop coming and picking her up. For one thing, you'll make her sick because she's just had, I swear to God, the biggest dinner you've ever seen. Right. And secondly, she's covered in poo off the poop. Go wash your hands because we've been pouring shite on her all afternoon. Stay there.
Oh, God.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh? Get in this poo corner, you little shit. Tell us what's wrong.
Generally, can't help you know. Ladies first?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I feel like Mm-hmm. You might have a beef with me that I could just riff off. But I mean, I've got a little one for you.
Well, I think you knew what my beef is because yesterday when you began talking to us, I immediately whipped my phone out and started writing this down.
I can't fully remember. But just dead quickly, mm-hmm. you answered the phone to our accountant the other day by saying yo.
Did I?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And fair enough, I say YOLO, but that's the accountant. That's quite a serious conversation. And he's a lot older than us. You answered the question, you were like, yo.
One, he's not a lot older than us. You'll think there's someone else who works in the same office.
Oh.
And two, he had just previously on the phone told me, talk about professionalism, he had just previously on the phone told me about the fact that he was in New York on the subway and a woman lifted up a skirt and had a shit that nearly hit his shoe. So,
oh, fair enough.
You want to talk about professionalism?
More.
Go give him a ring now.
It's
and you
not
tell
so
him
much
first.
Professionalism. It was just more icky. Yo.
Yeah. Well, we'd already had a conversation about someone shitting on the subway.
Fair enough.
So you know the boundaries had been broken down. But stop listening to phone calls.
Stop doing them in front of us. Well, but thank you for ringing the accountant because I will never make that phone call.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. The emails give us enough anxiety. God, I hate people ringing us.
You're awful.
I know, I hate it.
Although
so
today
much.
Your phone rang. And you looked at it and it said, you know, it says like a number you don't know, but then it like guesses at where it's from.
Middlesbrough.
It said Middlesbrough. You went, oh God, oh phone, oh Middlesbrough, oh God. And then this little snap change of personality. You went, oh God, I don't know the number, Middlesbrough. Oh, it might be about a sofa. Hello.
Yeah, it was
pathetic. And it was about a sofa. Pathetic. My beef with you is, yesterday, you came into the kitchen while I was sitting having a cup of coffee and you broached the topic of nest parenting with me.
Oh, yeah.
As if we were going to do it.
No.
Yeah.
I was very specific.
Nah. You literally went, you know, those people I told you about who'd had a divorce, now they're doing a thing called nest parenting. Listen, how good this sounds. And I went, what is it? You went, well, the kids live in the house and you each have a week on and a week off in the house. But you broached it like it was something we had to do.
I didn't.
And I'm like, you did. You
I
are
didn't,
like, well
because
up
I know
it.
The way that your brain works. So straight away I said, this isn't us. We're not splitting up. Mummy and daddy aren't splitting up.
Straight on right move I was. Had to go
I can't
and find
talk
somewhere.
About anything. No, as if as a child from a broken home.
Oh, Jesus.
It would have been really nice, actually.
I suppose
you know?
It's nice. But then you said, then I said, well, what happens if one of them gets another partner? Can they just not see their partner for a week? And you were like, yeah, the dad will live in the thing you were telling me is the dad will live in the house for a week and then the dad fucks off and the mom comes and lives there for a week and the kids never leave.
Loads of people do it, yeah.
Brilliant. If you can do that, if you can stay amicable and do that and the kids stay in the same space and their routine doesn't change, fucking amazing. But you turned around to me and went, yeah, but if we broke up, I don't think anyone else could live with you. That was upsetting.
Oh, I meant every word of it.
Wow.
I couldn't see you with anyone else.
Really?
Is that bad? I mean, it's probably quite good in a way, but...
Yeah, but you think that no one could put up with me.
Is that what I said?
I think I wrote it down here. you said, I don't think anyone else could put up with you.
I didn't think they could, Chris.
Wow.
It takes a very specific person to be able to put up with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm a delight.
I think you're very difficult to live with, actually.
Really?
Are you taking the piss?
Rosie, you have not filled or emptied the dishwasher. For years? I just do it every single time.
Did it last week when you weren't here?
Oh, well, that doesn't
count. You were away for a week.
Yeah, but if I'm here, you just switch it off.
Because we've got certain jobs.
Oh, have we now?
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah?
You know, you leave a spoon on the coffee machine when you've made a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Every single time.
For the next... I'd leave it there for the next coffee that I make.
Oh.
Why are you washing all the spoons all the time?
Got a big, scrummy, dried old coffee, crusty spoon.
Yeah, because I rinse it under the hot water.
In the machine?
Yes.
No wonder there's fucking water everywhere. So you don't put stuff in the dishwasher, but you wash spoons under the water outlet of the coffee machine. What kind of lawless fucking wasteland are we living in?
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I hate dishwashers, me.
We know.
Waste of time. And if you're when you're not here and I'm here on my own, it stinks.
Right.
That's because
of the way you do it.
No, it's because you don't have, as a person, and the bin stuff is just plastic, so I just rinse it under the bloody tap.
You rinse it?
So it just stinks because then everything's there for too long.
Right, okay.
And I don't want to put it on unless it's full.
Right.
Waste of money. Don't get one.
Okay, there we go. So any dishwasher companies that want to sponsor us, don't bother.
Don't bother, because I'm not got your back. He will. He will big you up enough for the both of us, but I won't.
I didn't get many texts on my phone to say that the dishes were done when I was away, so I think you're right. I don't think you're using the dishwasher.
I hate that it's linked to your phone.
It's great. I'm always watching. I'm everywhere in this
house. See, that is so... I hate that.
Yeah. I know when you've had a dishwasher. I know when you've had some fella over washing dishes for him.
You're going to be asking to bloody track my phone next, which you're not.
Oh, absolutely not. Ooh!
Yeah.
Don't hit us. How are you? What's your beef?
Who's tracking each other's phone?
Oh, you've done your beef.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But now I'm going on to something else.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like that at all. Track your phone so I know where you are. How about your butt out of my life?
I'm not tracking your phone.
I don't want to track your phone.
I've got your cars tracked.
Have you?
I know where you are in the car.
Do you?
I've got it on my app on my phone.
No, you haven't.
Swear to God, I have.
Be serious.
Yeah.
I find that really intrusive. I don't like that at all.
But I need to know where the... It's in case the car gets stolen, so I need to know where the car is.
What if I want to go somewhere secret?
Well, don't. Because I'll be on to you.
We're going to have to chat about this off the podcast. Have you actually?
It's just the app. When I got the car, they gave us the app. It says where
don't
it
like
is.
That.
So the Tesla did it first, and now the other car does it.
Right, well, I need it on my phone, because why should you know where I am, and I don't know where you are?
It's your car. You'll be there. You'll be with the car. Oh, you're not there. You've got to check your...
I just think this. You're just living a world where
am I?
It's just everyone,
where am I?
Everyone's got to know everything about everyone. I just think, oh, Jesus Christ. To an extent that I don't, like, you know, when the kids are older. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a good idea because you need to know where they are. But when, I don't know, I think when they're teenagers and that, there's part of you that you have to have a little bit of freedom without your mom and dad knowing where you are.
Yes and no.
I know, it's tricky, isn't it? It's hard because I do think that it's important to be able to go places and learn things and do a couple of bad things when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Without your mom and dad knowing. But at the same time, we live in a different world.
At the same
now.
Time, on the phone, it's going to say, you know, if we see where they are, it's going to just tell you an address or an area. It's not going to say drug dealer's house.
Oh, I know, but I'm not being funny. When I was younger, I was a kid doing bongs in someone's back shed, right? Me mom would have seen the address and went...
Oh, she's a bong shed?
No, she'd have went, we didn't know anyone who lives there.
Right.
But I know where it is.
Right, okay.
It's very bongy around there. So she'd have known. And you know that she didn't need to know because I was all right. Might have whited on the way home in between
God,
a couple of cars, but I was fine.
Scumbag.
I know, but you've got to do these things, man.
Absolute scumbag.
You've got to have a bong in someone's shed who's a lot older than you with your friend and and hate every second of it. To know, actually, this is not the life I want to live.
Wow.
I just feel like you've got to do it.
Wow.
I know, but we know too much, you know. We know too much.
Yeah.
Because, well, we just know all of the horror stories, don't we?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
But you've just got to, you know, the more we know, the more we can sort of prevent. I think it's fine to have a tracker on your kid's phone or whatever to know where they are. Or a little, one of them, what, them little air tracker things that we've got in our suitcase. Just
stick one of them
on his back. On the way out. So, have a good day, son. Pat him on the back. Tracker on his back like James Bond.
We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
Because there's part of us.
And I'll know exactly where the bridge is because I'll be on my phone.
I know what bridge they're crossing.
They're on Bong Bridge. Quick. Quick, everyone. Get in the car. Where's the car? I'll check. Where do you park it? Around the corner. I'll check my phone. To Bong Bridge. Do-do-do-do-do.
I need to know if people still sell tabs from the house.
Every time I go through duty free and I see the big cartons of tabs, the cartons of cigarettes that people sell. Yeah. I don't know if people still do that. I don't know if it's still financially worth it.
Maybe not, but it's underage kids, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's vapes now. Everyone vapes.
Oh, God.
People vape. Somebody told me recently, who the hell was it, that their dad, who never smoked in his life, has started vaping. And I was like, why? Like, why? Your dad started vaping?
That's like popping to the chemist for some methadone, even though you've never done heroin.
Yeah. I fancy a bit of that methadone
today.
Started vaping.
You coming off heroin, sir? Nah, just fancy it.
The maddest. I was like, why? Mad. Anyway, mad world.
I'm just sick of them smelling like delicious
Oh, I think they smell disgusting.
No, sometimes they smell like delicious pastries, or cakes or something. Yeah, it smells like cinnamon or something. You go, oh God, this smells amazing. And it's just some fucking, you smell someone's secondhand breath.
Oh, no, I think they all smell like rank cheap air fresheners and the makers want to die. And I think people look stupid doing them. Like, like smoking their finger and there's this little light, like a bloody, like a 10. And you've got a toy for, oh, I just find them ridiculous. Sorry, everyone. If you are vaping, but I just find it mad.
Don't think people vape and give a shit that you don't like it.
Fair enough.
It's the ones I've got friends who use them, and they're not little tiny light things. They're like fucking car batteries. They're
intense.
Massive.
Intense. Yeah, massive. The smoke that comes off it is insane.
I've got a mate and it's like, oh, I'm just going to change the thing in me vape, and it's almost like he's putting a fucking sniper rifle together in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's madness.
I feel bad now. Each to their own. Do what you want. Because if you can always come back...
But I've said it all the time. You can say, each to your own, do what you want. But I reserve the right to take the piss out of anything I want to take the piss out of.
Fair enough.
But if it's your choice.
I drink. So yeah. Everyone can always come back and go, well, you drink. And I say, well, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And you, looking stupid, with your daft glass, flat on the bottom and a little stalk and then a cup on the top like some kind of floating beaker, pathetic, with grapes in, but it's not even grape juice. It's old, rank grape juice that tastes like shit.
I don't like
idiot.
Grape juice.
But you do. You like wine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the pews and the loos and the twos and the views and all of everybody's stuff public. That they send us.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you kindly.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I got told this story from my workmate and it had me in stitches. He swore to me to secrecy around work. He doesn't listen to podcasts, but please keep anonymous as I don't know if any of his friends or family do. Oh. I don't know if this is bullshit, but if it's true, then God help you for the rest of your life.
Wow.
My mate told me one night he took a girl home while his mum was asleep upstairs. His mum was very strict and didn't allow that sort of thing. As it was in the 60s or 70s, after a few drinks, one thing led to another. Oh, sorry, might not allow them things because it was the 60s or 70s. I don't understand. Wasn't everything a little bit lackadaisy back then?
In films, I think.
But not in actual life.
Probably not. Depends. I imagine if you lived in Los Angeles or something and your parents went to Woodstock or something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't really do much for me, the 60s or 70s, you know, when everyone's like, it was just the best time ever. I'm like, was it though?
Everyone just had loads of pubes, didn't they?
Well, that would have been quite nice, actually.
Nah, I'm out for that. I
hate getting rid of my pubes.
Right.
So annoying.
That's the way you said you
I was a bit embarrassed, actually.
Pubes.
I went in the bath the other night with Rafe. Yeah. My pubes are horrendous. Were you judging us?
I couldn't look at them. It was horrible. It was like the thing off Lord of the Rings. I couldn't look at it.
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it's awful. Awful.
Okay. I'll sort it out the day. Right. After a few drinks, one thing led to another, and he was having sex with this girl in front of the fire. Oh, nice.
Oh, down by the fire.
Down by the fire. But they didn't hear his mum coming downstairs.
Excellent.
She crept up behind him and shouted, "What the bloody hell's going on here?" My mate got such a fright that he pulled out, spun around, and then... What do you think?
He's leant on the fire or something, hasn't he?
He shot his load uncontrollably all over his mum's leg. That couldn't have happened.
Of course.
You could climax at your mum saying, "What the bloody hell's going on down here?"
Not if he's like just about to come and then you pull out, like, it's still going to happen, isn't it? If he's hit the point of no return, it's the point of no return. I just love the idea of what's going on here. What's it look like?
Oh, God.
What's it look like, you old bitch?
That's horrible. Stop that.
That's horrible. That, like,
I don't think you could ever get over that. Oh. As a mother, now that I'm a mother, that would kill me. That would send me to my grave. It would.
Oh,
sorry.
God. You'd throw them slippers away.
Oh, throw them jammers away. Needless to say, he got a good hiding for it. How old was he? The girl left and told her mates, and he got the piss taken out of him ever since.
That's absolutely... Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, what would you call him? Mam Spunk?
What do you mean?
Like, what would his nickname be for that? Fucking Climamsk.
Climams. Oh, I can't even think of anything.
Oh, Old Mother Comma. That's horrible.
Old Mother Comma. I think that's the one. I think that's the one.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Hello. Welcome to the party. I love the ick section, and it's only since I've come out of a very long-term relationship have I realised just how easily I get the ick. Here is one of my many ridiculous ones. I recently found myself in something of a situationship. And around...
You know that one. I taught you that word the other week.
What?
Situationship.
What does that mean?
It's like it's just casual sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Friends with bennies.
Basically, yeah. Right. Friends with benefits, yeah.
So she's in a situationship and around at the guy's house. We were sat on the settee with his very light orangery behind him. An orangery is like a conservatory.
Oh, wow. Orangery.
Posh wood. This is nice. This is posh.
Get him locked down, love. He's doing Harry's. Yeah. Bloody orange. An orangery?
Orangery.
Bloody
unless
hell.
It's either come with a house or it's his mandad's.
It's a wooden conservatory.
Expensive. As he leaned in for the kiss, a beam of light hit the back of his head and turned his left ear bright orange.
Yes, I know exactly what she means.
Honest to God, I dried up quicker than a raindrop in the Sahara. How thin does your skin have to be?
That's
vile.
So unfair.
Pre-ethics, thin skin.
It's the sun. No, I'm not having it. That's so...
I get where she's coming from, though. Well, have you not seen the one that's been doing the rounds online for donkeys? Mm. And it's that poor lad. It got sent to me so many times. There's a lad and he's on a boat and his earlobe is just like moving in the wind. Have you not seen it?
No.
Chris, you must have seen it. And someone's like, new ick unlocked, and his earlobe's just being moved by the wind. And people are like, disgusting.
Oh,
like,
so
Jesus
unfair.
Christ. But that's the same, like, so he must have a really thin ear.
No,
I get where they're coming from, though. Like, you know when you see someone's veins through the ears understand. And that, and you're like, how thin is your skin?
Yeah.
Minging.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, his ear went like a fucking baby kangaroo. Like all
fleshy
and red.
But do you know what it is, Chris, though? You can't marry them people. Somebody else will. Somebody else won't mind that.
The sun hits his ear, and because it's the sun and it's an ear, it obviously goes a bit lighter, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Poor fucking guy.
Kind of get it.
Wow.
So I've been really put off by fingernails and that before me.
Well, that's fair enough. What do you mean?
Just sometimes someone, the way the toes and that look, and I go, I can't marry that.
I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's what somebody else will. Just make
it. But my point is, how often in your life is the sun going to belt the back of your ear in that exact situation where you're going to see it all the time?
Yeah, fair enough. I think if you're finding icks with people, right, you don't like them enough.
Nah.
That's what it is. You don't, because if you, when I met you, I was like proper head over heels and.
When? Past tense.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
was head over heels.
The mask has slipped since.
Yeah.
But nothing you did. You fucking hair for one. I loved it. I was just because I loved you. I love you.
Thank you.
Still love you. But if you're not head over heels with someone, you are going to find stuff icky. And I totally get it.
I had an interesting conversation about icks recently with a scientist. Because I'm doing it with a doctor. She's got a PhD, so I did a show that we've been filming for Sky, like a science-based Christmassy show. It gets announced soon. And I was telling her about icks, which talking about the podcast and so much time sitting around filming. Mm-hmm. And I told, obviously, the classic one about the ping pong ball and the picking up the receipt. And she said, any man who the girl breaks up with them because of a small little ick like that has, or woman, has they've had a lucky escape. Because someone who can be put off you so quickly with something so slight wasn't really into you in the first place.
No, exactly.
So I think you've hit the nail on the head.
It's so true.
That's coming from a scientist.
It's so true. Because if you love someone and if you fancy the pants off them, little things like that, they don't bother you. You kind of, it's part of their thing. It's like, you know, that's
Or to be fair, some people just send with them because they're funny and they are funny.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But there'll be something else about him. He'll probably have halitosis or something.
Great.
He'll have halitosis and then the light shone through his ear and she's gone, this is too much for me.
Again, I get paranoid about how much I must have icked people out in my life. I must have just done it a million times. I've told the classic one. I've told you when I, first day at school, when I said I can't wait to stick some chewing gum under the desk and all the girls heard us.
Oh.
And that was that. That was that.
You're not icky. I don't think you're
girl,
icky.
I think I am. I think I have moments. I think I've got, I think every man has his icky moments to people.
Uh-huh.
A girl told us years later, years later, do you know we all fancied you until you said that?
Oh.
I could have had a different childhood. I could have been the fucking Don of that school.
Oh, but no, you don't want to be the Don of school because the Don of school...
Peaked too early, didn't you?
Peaked too early. And then you see a picture of them now and they're a bit bald and you go, ooh.
I believe 50 Cent put it best with, damn, homie, in high school you was the man, homie. The fuck happened to you?
Yeah.
And scene. That's what he says at the end of all his raps.
Does he?
Nah.
That's it done. Now you do want to peek in school like... Nah, there was no peekage from me at school. No. Tell you that much.
Why not? You and the dinner ladies.
Oh, me and me unhighlighted hair.
The little grotty corner. Oh, hand in hand with the dinner ladies. What time's our shift finishing? I'll miss you till tomorrow.
Right, would you please stop? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. So this happened yesterday and I'm not quite sure what to think.
Oh, fresh off the press.
Woo! My mother-in-law and I don't have the best relationship. She's okay, but she generally annoys the shit out of me.
Nice.
Mm. Last week was my daughter's birthday party. We had the whole family round and it was lovely. Trying to make an effort to build a relationship with my mother-in-law, I complimented her dress and was trying really hard to be nice and include her in the festivities. Although she did spend time slagging me off to my mum, saying she had to do so much work to prepare for the party, I literally asked her to watch my youngest for half an hour whilst I finished making my daughter's cake. Right. They do not have a good relationship.
Okay.
Fast forward a week and it was my birthday. I invited my family over for dinner and included her to keep the peace with my husband. Everyone turned up and bought gifts, cards and wished me happy birthday, which was lovely, but not expected. Mother-in-law turned up, put a Primark bag in my hands and greeted me with, you're right? Nice.
I love her.
Everyone came in and we had a few drinks whilst I cooked. Then I sat down to open my presents and cards. It was all going really well until I got to her present.
Oh God.
I took out the crumpled Primark bag and opened it. Inside was another bag which felt like it had some clothing in. Having absolutely no idea what it could be, I took it out and held it up. It was only the pissing dress she had worn the week before to my daughter's birthday. I just went into shock and wasn't quite sure what to say. I looked at her and she said, well, you said it was nice, so there you go. Apparently, Chris shrugged and downed her wine. As I was raised correctly, I thanked her and went back into the kitchen, my family all looking confused. She then got drunk and cried as I was serving dessert. Utter nightmare. Worst part, she hadn't even washed the dress.
What a power move.
I know.
What a power move.
Said you like it, so there you go. Haven't washed it. My question is...
That might be the worst birthday present I've ever heard. Just regardless of how expensive the dress was or what kind of dress it was, just the sheer arrogance and the lack of thought that has gone into that. I mean, you'd rather get a £5 gift voucher.
I know, but then at the same time, is it thoughtful in a mad world, or I don't know?
It's fuck. She didn't buy a new one. She took it off, didn't put it in the dirty basket, crumbled it into a bag, and went, there you go.
Mm.
Wow.
She really doesn't like you.
Yeah, God, that is... Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know, it must be horrible.
Yeah.
We're really lucky.
Mm-hmm. We've done great.
I know. I would hate that. I would hate to have a bad relationship with their in-laws.
Yeah.
Mustn't be nice. Ugh. Sorry, everyone. Question is, what is the weirdest/most inappropriate gift you've ever been given? Can you think of anything?
People always ask it. At Christmas, comedy shows always ask you this.
Okay.
It's the worst Christmas present you ever got. And you go, oh, so... I mean, again, I'm going to have to bring, as we're talking about mother-in-laws, I'm going to have to bring your mum into the stuff your mum gets.
Do not slag off the pancake pan because we use that nearly every day.
Yeah, yeah.
We use it. Everything that she does buy we're... That at the time you go, what the like the meat tray and
the
that.
Meat tray. Yeah.
That's great. I'm making a chicken this afternoon. It'll be out again. I'll have that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Although that was for me. That was my meat tray.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got that meat tray.
Why does she always give them to you?
Don't know. She got us because she doesn't want to get us. She got us some gym tops, woman's medium, two of them. Can't get them on.
Oh, I love them.
You're joking, aren't you? Sorry.
I am open mouth right now.
I'm sorry.
What a horrible thing to say.
I was totally joking.
You horrible, horrible, scrawny little icky bastard.
Totally joking. I was totally joking. I'm sorry. They'll be far too big for you. That's what I meant. They'll be far too big for you.
Hate you. Cancel this man. What was I going to say? She's passively, aggressively bought her a little whisk. Did you realise that?
brilliant whisk. I don't know where that came from. It's a tiny little whisk.
No, do you know what it is though? Because when we're away, she comes and stays at the house with the kids. Yeah. And if we don't have one little thing that she has in her house, she's literally like, you don't have a little whisk for your eggs.
Use a fork?
What? When did I did not grow up in a house that had a little whisk? Just because one time
she's got disposable income now, man. She's buzzing.
Oh no, nah, she's got the best life in the world. So she's now got a little whisk for her egg. The fact that we didn't have one this morning. Was it good? It's brilliant. Oh great.
But she was very smug when she got. She was like, got one of these because he didn't have one. And I remember thinking, what the hell? But yeah, used it this morning.
Fair enough.
Turns out, wasn't such a whisky gift after all, was it? Huh?
Well done.
Eh?
Horrible.
Everyone?
Awful. Ignore him.
Great though. Makes great scrambled eggs.
Stop. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged and Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. It's bye-bye from me, Chris Ramsey, and it's bye-bye from the dinner lady's best mate. It's Rosie Ramsey, everyone.
Forever.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.